This is the Prep Ball Report, and this is your host, Arrington Blackman. For today's show, I have Randy Thomas, Stephen Manrique, and Christian Curtin.
No Nate.
No Nate today, unfortunately.
He's actually tutoring his kids in Southwest Detroit.
Okay, so for today's show, we're going to have a key interview from one of Detroit's top players, a discussion about the key transfers that took place this year, answer some questions from Twitter, review picks from last week, make picks this week. Move on to our key interview with the Cassius Winston. We're going to ask him a couple questions. We're going to start with you, Chris.
Cassius, can you talk about the recruiting process so far?
Right now, it's starting to speed up a little bit. I'm getting recruited from a lot of schools, Michigan, Michigan State, Iowa State, Pittsburgh, Marquette. Just a lot of schools showing a lot of interest right now.
Do you have a favorite so far?
Not right now. Right now, I'm just trying to search things out, taking my time.
Do you have, like, a dream school that you always wanted to play for since you were a kid or something?
No, I never had a dream school.
No dream school. Nate, question.
Quick question. Could you talk about the season so far, both how you're performing as an individual and how your UD Cubs team is performing?
I've been doing pretty well so far. Doing a lot more scoring than I usually do. But this year we kind of needed it, so I've been scoring a lot more. As a team, we're doing pretty good. We had a tough loss against Romulus that we didn't really need, but we've been picking it up.
Randy, on to you.
So, how far do you think the team can go, Cash?
We're definitely a state championship material team. If we put all the pieces together, get our chemistry going right, we can go all the way.
Sounds good to me.
As far as Greg and Eke down low, do you think that will help you as far as distribution and passing the ball?
Oh, yeah. They're definitely a big option now on the floor. We have to get them more comfortable playing basketball, of course. But as they get going, they're going to be a big option to the team.
And you alluded to you having to score more this season. Who do you think will step up for you as the season progresses as far as the scoring low? And do you think that would be a player, or do you think the team as a whole will start scoring more?
The team as a whole, as we go, will start scoring more. Our second option will probably be Gary Collins. He's been doing his part so far. He has some off games, but when he's on, he's on. And then we have a lot of help from Greg and Eke when they're on, too.
Okay. So we plan on seeing you in the Final Four, possibly the state championship, right?
Of course.
Of course. Steven, question?
Cassius, you've been in the spotlight since the season began against Marcus Levesque at Morgan Park. You can score a lot of 30-point games here. Can you just talk about being in the spotlight so far this year?
Just kind of what I live for, you know, just being a big-time player and living in the big-time moments, kind of a dream I had since I was a little kid, so now I'm finally fulfilling.
Then could you kind of assess how your games progressed during your high school career?
Like I said, coming into freshman year, I was a lot more passive. I wasn't really trying to get myself off, but as I grown, as I got older, I kind of matured and learned how to take over games.
Hi, Arrington here. Back to the question about the spotlight. You said that you need to, like, step up and, you know, not necessarily step up, but, you know, you're fulfilling the role as a big-time player and whatnot. I just read your article. How does it feel to be in articles and things like that and have, you know, big-time headlines and you're bringing attention to the school?
Like I said, it's just another opportunity just to fulfill my dreams. You know, as a little kid, you dream of being this big-time player, fulfilling these statuses, and when it finally comes true, it's like a dream come true.
Who do you owe all these dreams to? Like, what is your motivation?
Oh, it's a long list. Just all the people that work with me, from my little, my dad, my little brothers, my mom, just all the people, my support system, you know, just trying to make sure all their hard work is known.
All right, that wraps up our interview. Thank you for being on the show today, and good luck.
No problem.
In high school basketball, transfers happen every year. This year, there was a big mix-up. A lot of key players left, came back, joining schools throughout the Metro Detroit area. Western picked up Josh McFoley and Gerald Blackshear. Josh McFoley, a good addition, a wonderful guard. Yes. Dakota picked up the younger Jermaine Jackson. Yeah, I think he's a sophomore coming this year. And they also picked up Charles Penn
from
Mount Clemens. North Farmington picked up Billy Thomas coming back from Genesis Academy. And he's planning on doing big things. Yeah. East English picked up Jalen McFadden. And Oak Park picked up a good number of players. They picked up Rodney Scales, Devin Mills, Bobby Thompson, and Jonathan Raines. Those were the key transfers this year. Steven, what are your thoughts on this discussion?
I think, you know, everybody knows Josh McFarlane and Jared Blackshear. They're from Mount Clemens going to Western. But I think the most interesting transfer out of this bunch is the Dakota situation with Jermaine Jackson and Charles Penn. Dakota's off to a pretty good start this year. They're 5-2. And I think last year, my Clemens team had a very phenomenal season. I think that'll affect the little run around the Cougars this year.
I think Western has the biggest pickup in Josh McFoley. He's a commit to Detroit Mercy. I think he has big plans once he's able to play, as well as Billy Thomas. Those restrictions as far as transfers are holding them back at the current moment. But once they're able to play, I think they're going to be big contributions to high school basketball. Crit, what are your thoughts?
I think Billy Thomas will be a big addition to North Farmington, but they're doing fine without – I mean, they're doing fine.
Yeah, they are doing pretty well.
Yeah. But I think Jalen McFadden to East English will be a key. East English is a very good team without him. He's 6'6", small forward, so he brings –
He brings a lot of talent.
He brings length, athleticism to the
rebounding
to the team.
A lot of raw talent. You can't teach some of that stuff.
No, you can't teach that. To go with the four players they already have, I think that he's going to really help East English. And they've squared off against Westerners getting Josh McFoley and Gerald Blackshear tomorrow, so it's going to be a really good matchup.
Yeah,
Dakota, I think they're going to be really good with the addition of Jermaine Jackson.
Yeah, he's very good.
He's been bouncing around each year, you know, to different schools, but I think he might find a home in Dakota this year.
Yeah,
I saw him play in the open gym, and he was really good. So,
Did you guard him?
I didn't. You know, he was on my team. I'm kind of smart when it comes to basketball, so you don't, you know, get on a separate team as the best player.
Unless you want to get challenged.
Unless you want to get better.
Unless you want.
Well, there's a reason why I do sportcasts and I don't do basketball.
I know.
Oh, well, thank you for that bit, Randy, since your tooth has been pulled and you can finally talk. Do you feel like you want to share something?
Yeah, of course. Like everyone said, Billy Thomas will be a key factor in North Farmington's success, even though, he hasn't
played yet?
Yeah, did anything yet. But when he does, you know, I see potential in him.
I got a question for you guys. So, not saying that these teams, let's say out of these teams, which one has the best chance to win the state championship?
I think Western.
Oh, yeah.
With U of D in their region still, I think Western has a good chance at competing.
That's going to be a tough game.
I think it's East English. That defense is just really, that size is really going to help them.
Yeah, Steven, you seem to want to have something, to say. Might as well say it.
Yeah, I think you guys are sleeping at Oak Park. They have a lot of talent right now. It just hasn't gelled yet. They only played one game together. That was against Clarkson. They lost that game on a tough overtime. But they have a lot of talent this year.
Thanks, Steve.
I agree, Steve, but I don't know with Western just undefeated and they're blowing teams out without Josh.
They won't play each other until the
I mean, I'm just saying, Steven, but
so
still Western's really good.
Matchup.
Still be a tough matchup.
Still a tough matchup. Well, that wraps up our comedic discussion about the key transfers. Now on to our questions from Twitter. Crit, for the questions that we got over Twitter.
Oh, yeah, thanks, Aaron. This first one is for Steven, or anyone can chime in. What do you think of the backcourt for Cass Tech, Leonard Silas, and Danelle Alexander?
Steven, you can take this one.
Well, Cass Tech as a team overall, they're really young. Their only senior that plays predominantly is Robert Edwards, a Cleveland State commit. So I think right now, Danelle Alexander and Leonard Silas are kind of, adjusting to the varsity competition, the speed and pace of the game. But they're two very promising guards in the city, for sure.
Right. Crit, next question.
So this next question, anyone can chime in on this one. It says, who is the most underrated guard in the city of Detroit?
I feel like it's DeMarco Dickerson at Detroit.
Tough. Yeah, there's a lot of guards out there, but go ahead.
Yeah, I feel like DeMarco has developed very well over the season. And over the years that he's been.
He was hurt the first part.
Yeah, he was. But I don't recall the injury, but I know he bounced back to last season having an average of 13 points per game, 5 assists, and 3.5 rebounds. It's also his 3.5 steals, so you can see that he can do it on the defense as well. He's 6'2", about a buck 60. And I used to play AAU basketball with him. He's always, been the type to score and distribute it.
Yeah, so, he uses his length to his advantage and every time he steps on the court. So,
he's
very long, very long.
Yes, especially in length. And so far he has, interest in UDM, Grand Valley State, Lake Forest College, Alma, Adrian, and Albion. And I feel as if they can have a decent contention in the Catholic League.
Yeah, they can.
Yeah, that's
for me,
in the lower division.
For me, though, I'm going to have to say my most underrated guard. Now, this guard might not be underrated, but I feel like he's underappreciated.
He needs more recognition.
Needs more, way more recognition, and that's Braylon Neely. I think he doesn't get enough. He doesn't get enough.
Yeah.
He's
out there, though.
He's out there. He is. But you don't... I mean, you hear his name, but...
I agree.
I don't hear it enough. I hear Cassius Winston's name. I hear other guards.
They play on the same AAU team.
Yeah, they do play on the same AAU team. I hear...
I think his teammate, Armani Tisdale, also deserves some recognition, too.
Well, you can do that.
Well, it's your time, Chris.
Wait, I was going to say... He is the most underappreciated guard in Detroit. You don't hear him that much. I need to hear his name more. That's all I'm trying to say. Because the kid can play. He's undersized, yes, but he makes up for it with his IQ and ability to distribute the ball and ability to handle the ball. His handling is one of the best handling I've seen in a while. And most guards have it, but not like him. So that's my pick for the most underappreciated guard.
I agree.
Steve?
Well, I'm going to give you guys a name I know for sure you guys haven't heard about. What's so funny, Crit?
Oh, Nathan!
Nathan Smith.
Hey guys, it's me, Nate Smith.
Where are you at, Nate?
Traffic, man. Traffic.
How did the kids go?
The kids went well, man. You know, just giving back to the community on a beautiful Thursday evening.
Did you go out to eat? Did you go out to eat?
I did take them out to eat, actually, a beautiful restaurant in Southwest Detroit.
Called McDonald's?
Wow, you're very funny.
So how's the show going, guys?
Show's going great. We're going to get back to it. Steven, what was your pick for the most underrated guard in Detroit?
Well, this player is actually 42 points away from being a 1,000-point scorer. His name is Deshaun Brooks. He goes to Westside Christian. He's 42 points away. He can make that this weekend, perhaps, at a special event. But, he's just very underrated.
Okay, so what was that name again?
Deshaun Brooks. He's a
Deshaun
point guard.
Deshaun Brooks. Since you decided to join us, do you have any underrated guard that you think that the Detroit doesn't give enough appreciation to?
I'm going to have to go with 2018 guard David DeJulius. Definitely, I mean, kid can score, can penetrate to the rim, can shoot. He's an athlete.
And the first game for our picks for this week is Southfield versus Bloomfield Hills. I'm going to have to take Southfield on this one. They've been playing really good. Randy, what are your thoughts?
I'm going to have to say Southfield, probably 65, Bloomfield Hills, 53.
Steven?
I'm going to have to take Bloomfield Hills opposite of what you guys are thinking. Southfield's off to an 0-2 start in league play, and I like Bloomfield to win behind Cameron Dalton.
Nate?
Bloomfield.
Christian?
I got Southfield in this one.
Oh, my heart is still hurt.
Oh, is he?
Doesn't change my prediction.
It changes mine. I take Bloomfield now. So, next game, Adams versus North Farmington. Has Billy Thomas's eligibility been raised?
I don't know. This might be the first week he plays.
Given that Billy Thomas is able to play, I will take North Farmington over Adams.
I agree.
Also, Jacob Gilbert, Anthony Kasawa, they also are good without Billy Thomas. So I still have North Farmington, regardless if he can play.
Yeah, North Farmington, I predict a high-scoring game.
Yeah, Steven?
The one common opponent these two teams have was Oak Park and both won, so it's going to be a pretty good game. I have to say North Farmington, too deep and too loaded, 79-75.
Nathan?
North Farmington.
Crick? I got North Farmington. They're just too loaded.
Next game, Renaissance versus Cass. I always pick Cass. Cass is one of my favorite teams in the PSL, so I'm going to have to go with Cass. This is going to be a low-scoring game. Not a lot of high-scoring basketball games happening, other than, you know, EVPA putting up a lot of numbers against Southfield. I think it was either last week or this week. I think Kamari Newman had like 38 points.
They put up 102?
Yeah, it was either 90 or 102.
That was against Rouge.
Oh, that was against Rouge?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
But like I said, this game, it's going to be a low-scoring game. Give me 42-38 Cass.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Cass on this one with the force of Robert Edwards. And Rennie's having their Justin Turner, so it'll probably be a battle between those two. I have Cass in this one.
Yeah, Justin Turner coming off that injury. Hopefully he can catch his rhythm back.
Yeah.
Steven?
I don't know what to make of Renaissance. They lose the Mumford for one game, and then they beat Henry Ford.
The next,
game.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I like them to beat Chaos Cast as having a down year, so Renaissance 49, Cast 39.
Yeah, that's really unfortunate, you know, what Cast is going through with their only real contributor being Robert Edwards. And I see frustration in him sometimes, you know, with him not being able to pass the ball when to shoot. They do have players that can play, but those players need to step up if they plan on making a deep run into the PSLs or even the playoffs.
They're just so young.
Yeah, they're just really young. And unfortunately, they came around the time, you know, that Rob Edwards is on his last year. So they better cherish what they have now and make the best of it. Nate, what is your prediction on the Rennie versus Cass game?
Renaissance 42. Cast 36 and close one.
Crit?
Yeah. I think I'm going to have to go Renaissance here. Outside of Rob, Cast doesn't have much. Renaissance doesn't have much either, but I think AJ Jackson and Justin Turner will be just too much for Cast. So I got Renaissance 45, Cast 35.
Next game will be Community versus Arbor Prep. I'm going to have to take Community in this one. This is going to be, like I said, a low-scoring game. I haven't seen many high-scoring games other than the EEVPA game that I saw a couple weeks ago. I'm going to say Community in this one. Not really a nail-biter. I think this one's going to get lopsided probably in the first half. And, so I'll take Community 56-39 with a loss in Arbor Prep's way. Randy?
I'm going to have to go with Community in this one. Yeah, definitely Community. I don't really know much about Arbor Prep. Okay, yeah.
Steven?
Community's on a roll right now. They've got some key transfers coming in, and I like them to continue their winning ways as a contender in Class B. 66-57 Community.
Nathan?
Detroit Community, by far.
Chris?
Or anything? Any explanation, Nathan? Any reason behind this?
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Crit, what are your thoughts?
I got Community in this game. They're rolling hot.
And that wraps it up for our picks this week. Hopefully all those players play well and play good, and we'll see how our picks end up next week. And that wraps it up for this week's Prep Ball Report. Tune in for more high school news, more interviews, and more score reports next week. Until then, see you later. It's amazing, I'm the reason everybody fired up this evening. I'm exhausted, barely breathing, holding on to what I believe in. No.